Have some coffee, and we have something we want to get.
But don't worry, we'll ship it.
We'll ship it.
Is it that big?
Yes.
American Airlines was very nice to us. It has to have a special place on the plane, and they put it in a closet.
Really?
So it's hanging up. They really were. For a change, they were nice.
Mm-hmm.
You must know where every Starbucks you need in America is.
Lately I wasn't really into Starbucks.
Into Starbucks?
No. Yeah, a couple of years ago, we've been pretty
I
much
know you were, yeah.
Every place we were going in. Yeah. You can only have so much of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think it's overboasted, but that's my opinion.
Right, I think I have more cheese right now, and I'm just trying to get more cheese. Just not close enough, like six or eight.
Mm-hmm. Tea is supposed to be very good for you.
Well, it's green tea.
Yeah. Well, actually, all tea.
All teas, but
all
green
tea is good for you.
Yes, for you. Mm-hmm. And then white, and then black. So you finish with this leg of it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today I'm done. So.
Today you're done?
No, last show today.
Oh, I thought
you were
what's
going
tomorrow?
To
Bakersfield?
No, I'm not. It's not,
not
first
Tuesday.
Of all, it's not tomorrow.
Oh, it's 2 days
they fly tomorrow and then they have
Friday.
Yeah, and I'm not.
And you're not part of it.
No, so this is the last day. Well, it is a good thing. We would have had a nasty surprise.
Solid?
No. That's how things happen.
Anyway, let me do this first.
All right.
Is it something wrong? Normally we give gifts that you open, but this is a little different, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a proclamation. And you haven't given me one of those. Okay. And proclamations are usually read and presented, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Actually, I have to record the moment, of course.
Okay.
Actually,
shall I read it for you?
All right.
And it'll be yours forever. February 14th, which is not today. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of your wonderful marriage. All of us, including the school, past and present, want to proclaim on this special day. I want you to appreciate the opportunity to be your friends. We are amazed by your grace, every white jumps, footwork, and events creativity. Your skating is beautiful, smart, and hard. You make us laugh and cry sometimes in the same program. We are proud of your grace and dignity on and off the ice, and privileged to be with us about skating in your career. You've given us a tremendous education as well as an inspiration and courage to try new challenges ourselves. Because of you, we have made scores of close friends around the world visiting places we otherwise would never see. In Tokyo, Davos, Antwerp, and Bethlehem. We will have these friends and these memories all of our lives because we are your fans. But it always comes back to the skating. Each of us has a picture in our mind as a special moment when we did something else we didn't think possible. 10 years after knocking out, we still define the title of the champion of MRI's Warriors Way. With love from the members of Peter's crew from 1998 to 2000. And of course, Lori, it's a picture of you with this.
But I need you with this.
Yeah.
And we really need every word of it.
Is it going to flash back from the last one? Do you want it on an angle somehow?
Yes, tip it the way you had it just a second ago. Tip it back. Yeah, I think that's good. Okay, give me that one to
champions.
That's the one. Yeah, this is good. Sorry? Can I get both? Don't be shy. Yeah, do you want to be the three? Okay, tip it back just a little bit. There we go. Perfect.
Thank you. And no, you don't have to carry it home.
Yeah, let's ship
it. We've already, you know, where we can go to someone who didn't share it today to give you a ring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we really do mean every word of it. It's been special for us.
Thank you. It's really special for me too.
It's been a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
you know, getting to know you and also all of us, I mean, it's just expanded our worldview incredibly.
And those words aren't ours, just so you know how this was done.
Oh, yeah.
Lori wrote a note to Kurt and said, give me your thoughts about what you feel at this point. And she took all these emails and thought and distilled and distilled and distilled and edited and until we could get something that we felt. then I took over from there. It was a fun project.
It was fun, because everybody wrote in, and they will recognize the phrases that they wrote in there. Everybody wrote in about the, how it makes them feel to be your fan and be in the crew and all that.
Mm-hmm. So 10 years later, boy, this has been some 10 years.
Easy, easy.
It's all the huge changes. Husband, father, professional skater. I mean, it's been every big change you could have. Sort of, you've moved really permanently to this country. Became an American citizen in addition to being a Russian citizen. You know, it's there's been a lot of changing.
Change is good.
What surprises you most? Mm-hmm. What didn't you see coming? What surprises you the most of all the changes that have happened?
Surprise. And those changes?
Yeah, you know, one where you said, boy, I never saw that one coming. That's really great, but I didn't have it in my head.
It's way too deep.
Okay. maybe we could ask, has it turned out so far the way you thought and hoped it would? Your career, your skating career, how's it going?
No, it's going great. Mm-hmm. There's some adjusting to be done, you know, with the amount of performances which I've done pretty good, I think. Because with the family, you know, I would not expect that it would be so difficult to perform a lot, because, you know, you don't want really to spend that much time on the road, but that was kind of adjustment. Just to scale it down and be happy with that, and perform not that much, but enjoy it. And
find it just enough.
Yeah. Just make it enough so you can, you know, live your life, make some money, do some shows, enjoy skating. Mm-hmm. But mostly the family first, you know. That was kind of. But I wouldn't say it was a surprise for me. I was kind of looking forward to that and everything, so I wouldn't say it's a big surprise.
Mm-hmm. What about the quality of your skating and the types of programs that you started out with and you've reached to this point? I mean, I would
like to look at that as being consistent quality. You know? Mm-hmm. For me, it was a little bit, you know, last year was a little bit down for me personally, inside how I felt, you know, with my skating, my technique, you know, maybe some body changes because, you know, 30 years old, maybe something different, maybe psychologically, but maybe I wasn't training much, you know, during the summer I was teaching more, so it was kind of difficult for me last winter when I kind of first time in my career realized that I really need to work for my jumps, you know, I really need to get to the practice and really spend some time because it's starting slipping away somewhere. It was just my feeling that it wasn't that easy and that comfortable as it was before, you know, but I kind of adjusted to that and did some training and, you know, feeling really good this year. Mm-hmm. Really
good. That's great. Yeah. You know, that happens to almost, not with jumps, because most people don't jump on ice or even on skates, but that happens with almost everybody at 30. There's something that they say, that used to be easy. What happened?
The body changed, the psychological changed, everything. Is just, I guess that's what it's going to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. You gotta adjust. Mm-hmm.
Do you see, I know that people have been commenting on it, especially this year because of Sounds of Inspiration, but do you see that on the continuum of the programs that you present, that overall the 10 years, on a professional level, you've arrived at a place that is much more personal than you started, that you share yourself with the audience in a different way?
Probably, but you know, what I always enjoy doing and always wanted to do is to do all the different styles and mix. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want to do the same thing. I wanted to cover this, this, that, and that. I wanted to try this, do that, and change styles. Sure. Keep people surprised, keep people interested. And I think this 10 years, yes, I was succeeding with that. You know, but I was just lately watching some programs from, you know, after Olympics, some show numbers just to see it.
Right.
And I thought, you know, when I was doing it, I thought it looked worse. At this point, you know, I look back on it and I think it's very good. You know, I cannot say that.
There's some early stuff like 667 stuff.
Yeah, tremendous
yeah,
program.
So I wouldn't say really that I changed somehow.
It's kind of I think it has a slightly different emotional quality.
It's emotional, yes, definitely. It's a little bit changing emotional quality. You know, my way onto skating changes, my way of look onto life changes a little bit. But, you know, just skating wise, I think it was really open at that time too. You know, I was kind of opening up my heart, you know, trying to really express myself and trying to work always. Just give something from myself in every program, even if I work with somebody on that, I would try to add something personal. And you know, it's always been that way. Maybe you could see it, maybe you can see it more these days, but you know, it was always there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of.
And you really have surprised us consistently over the years. I mean, Deal With It was certainly a surprise this year, and then the piano piece.
Yeah, Deal With It was just, it was lucky coincidence because I was busy doing things, and then Leanne Miller, she called me up and she said there's that show. And actually, we were ready for the show. We decided that it would be two any number. So she said it could be two any number, just do the thing. And I said, okay, so I wasn't even looking into doing anything. And then 1 month before, she called and she said, we have still one spot we wanted to fill with a performer, with Corbin. Yeah. And she sent me music and it was great. I love the music. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It got me going, it got me moving. And I said, okay, well, if we can arrange something with a choreographer, so I can spend time with him, because I didn't want to just do anything, because it's not how I operate, you know. And I was in LA already by that time, so I arranged training with him. We trained for 1 week, I was going to LA driving. So worked well together, you know, because I moved and because it was one good coincidence which really worked.
Right.
Yeah, actually, Corbin was in the Anaheim show. He liked
it. That's what we heard. Yeah.
He
looked like he was having a great time.
That was the first time he's seen the program because
he was
the other time
there.
He was singing, he could watch it.
Right. So yeah, did he approve?
He was really excited. Yeah, he was really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's terrific.
Really
that's
glad
really
he
great.
Liked it.
Yes.
Now, you've added things to it, though, haven't you? Have you added elements to it?
Yeah.
A little bit?
To deal with it.
Elements for skating?
Skating out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. No, we took some parts where you've seen
where
the show.
You did the
yeah, you've seen the show
right.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fun, but the guys didn't want to come out with stars on that.
Yeah. Oh, actually they could. They were actually really, really excited about it.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to make it work.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
For production companies.
Right,
it's
yeah.
A challenge.
I'm teasing, but it was very clear that when those guys went away, there'd sort of be space to fill in that skating out. It's more skating elements might fit.
No, it's exactly the same.
Is it
exactly the same as what? Yeah.
Because everyone says you've added
exactly
elements. I haven't seen it.
No, it's exactly the same.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Just in Phoenix because when they shot it, they couldn't shoot everybody all the same time, right? So they would show us together, then they show a little bit of me, then they show just them.
Right. So people missed.
Right.
Just people so missed
they had
someone
it.
On TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
On so TV, they missed. But
right.
In life,
in life,
they could see everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.